Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor speaking to Thomas Halliday, the author of a book about everything alive on the planet Earth and where it came from, our predecessors, the forests, the creatures we know as reptiles, dinosaurs, the creatures we know as mammals. The book's title is Other Lands, A Journey Through Earth's Extinct Worlds. Earth has been many kinds of worlds, depending on when you start the conversation. In this passage, Thomas describes why it is that Antarctica became ice-covered and how that happened. It starts, what's important, is the peninsula that stretches towards the southern tip of South America. There are a series of islands there. One is called Seymour Island. And at the time that they were connected, this peninsula touching Patagonia, the Antarctic region was a temperate climate with forests and mammals, many mammals running around, lots of birds. But when the peninsula moved away from South America, it opened what we call the Drake Passage. Once that was open, the circumpolar current took control, and Antarctica's weather went completely cooler away from the mix of the temperate climate from South America. The glaciers started. Hence, Antarctica today. This process took tens of millions of years. And if that peninsula ever closed, Antarctica would go into reverse. However, right now, this is Thomas Halliday describing the profound Drake Passage. More of this later.
Well, fortunately, it hasn't actually moved all that much in the intervening millions of years. Seymour Island is today a small island off the West Antarctic Peninsula. So it's the site of Antarctic research bases. It's that the West Antarctic Peninsula is that spit of Antarctica which stretches up towards South America. And at the time, it was still part of this peninsula. And what was different, of course, is at that time it was a little bit closer to South America, and the stretch of water that currently separates them, which is today known as the Drake Passage, had only just opened up. And that was something that was going to have huge impacts on the environment of particularly Antarctica, but the world as a whole. By opening up the Drake Passage, you get the circumpolar current, which is this oceanic current that goes all the way around Antarctica and doesn't get stopped by any sort of continental landmass. And because this opened up, this is the point at which Antarctica begins to cool down. You get a separation of the weather system of the South Pole and prevents the sort of exchange of warmth with the tropics. And as such, glaciers begin to emerge in the mountains of Antarctica and spread out across the whole of that continent. But before that glaciation happened, Antarctica, Seymour Island in particular, but large parts of it, was composed of a temperate rainforest with these sort of wonderfully diverse, several species of penguin, but also mammal communities and a verdant forest ecosystem.